From WOSU Public Media in Columbus, Ohio, this is Classical 101's Opera Abbreviated. I'm your host, Christopher Purdy. How would you like to wake up one morning to find yourself without your nose, just like that? Even worse, your nose turns up in a loaf of bread at your barber's house. This is exactly what happens to Platon Kuzmich Kovalyev, a college assessor, suddenly without his nose. The Nose, Dmitri Shostakovich's first opera, has a libretto in Russian by the composer, who was helped by Yevgeny Zamyatin, Georgi Ionin, and Alexander Preis. The 1930 premiere in St. Petersburg was a huge success. Shostakovich recognized the bureaucratic idiocy surrounding the early days of the Soviet Union, and he had the inspiration from Gogol's fantasy tale, The Nose. One critic called The Nose a piece of sheer play, almost sheer nonsense. Another commented much later, the opera The Nose is right out of Charlie Chaplin or Monty Python. Well, nonsense or not, Kovalyev is pretty agitated doing without his nose.
Полотенце! Точно, нет носа. Не может быть.
The nose is spotted in the great cathedral of Kazan, dressed as a superior officer. So superior, in fact, that when Kovalyev demands the return of his nose, the haughty proboscis refuses and takes off. Leaving poor Kovalyev no alternative but to place a want ad in the newspapers. The newspaper clerk says there's no way such an ad can be printed. We have our reputation to consider. What would happen if all noses started going missing? But the clerk tries to be helpful, offering Kovalyev some snuff, guaranteed to cure everything from headaches to hemorrhoids. But you can't offer snuff to someone without a nose. Eventually, the police are involved and the nose is captured. Try as he might, Kovalyev cannot reattach the nose to his face. Even a doctor has no luck, instead suggesting that Kovalyev keep his nose in a jar with a little vodka and sugar. That way you can get a decent price for it. Kovalyev decides that this whole debacle is the revenge of Madame Potocina, whose daughter Kovalyev refused to marry. He writes and begs her to release him from her spell, but she declares herself innocent. If your nose is missing, that's your affair, and I still want you to marry my daughter, nose or no nose. Kovalyev wakes up, and what do you know? His nose is back, just in time for him to take a walk and admire the lovely girls on the promenade. And that's the final curtain on this edition of Opera Abbreviated from Classical 101, WOSU Public Media. I'm Christopher Purdy. For more information and for more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101.